Earlier this week, the contract between WellStar Health System and health insurer Anthem expired, leaving thousands of patients in a lurch. What is at the core of this disagreement, and what are the two companies doing to find a solution? That's what we'll be discussing this week on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So, Andy, before we get into the details of this disagreement between WellStar and Anthem, why don't we explain a bit about how these service contracts work?
Yeah, health insurers strike deals with the hospitals and physicians they want to put in their network, which is a big deal, obviously, for consumers, because you want to be in-network as a consumer and pay in-network prices, because if you go out of network, you're going to pay a lot more.
And as of Monday, the agreement between WellStar and Anthem expired. So why did that happen? What particularly could they not come to terms about?
These contract disputes come down to basically what the insurer is going to pay the doctor and hospital for medical services. Now, this is just one contract between the two, WellStar and Anthem. This applies to people in the exchange, in the insurance exchange, and people who are buying coverage as individuals off the exchange. So it's basically individuals and families and small businesses looking for coverage, and they don't have access to an employer plan or a government plan.
For those of us who aren't familiar with WellStar, it's pretty much the only game in town for Northwest Atlanta suburbs, and in Cobb County, any of the hospitals there are all WellStar. And Anthem is the largest insurance provider for the health exchange. So some patients are truly stuck in the middle of this battle. What are we hearing from them? Like, what are they most concerned about?
Well, their problem was when they signed up for coverage for these individual policies, WellStar hospitals and physicians were listed in the network, in Anthem's network. But it turns out that this contract lapsed like 2 months later. I talked this week to a cancer survivor who also has heart problems, and I talked to a person who has multiple health problems, and they have ongoing care with WellStar, and suddenly they are out of network.
We mentioned WellStar is primarily a provider in Cobb County and the area around Cobb. So for other people living in other communities in Georgia, why should this matter to them? Why should they pay attention to these types of disputes?
Well, if you have insurance, and insurance changes from year to year often, even for people with employer coverage in terms of the network, that it's a very important thing for them to make sure that when they're signing up in an open enrollment season that their trusted physicians and hospitals are part of a network. They have to check every year. And it's a very emotional thing for a patient to find out that suddenly their longtime physician is no longer in that insurance network that they want. And so consequently, it's something everybody has to pay attention to every year.
And we'll be looking to see what happens down the line with this WellStar and Anthem dispute. Andy Miller with Georgia Health News, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gppnews.org.